Keep Close in Council, Elder Richard L. Evans. Richard L. Evans, Conference Report, April 1968, pages 85-88. May I first cite some lines written for a recent purpose? Young people sometimes seem to decide to go it alone in life. They learn a little and feel they have learned much more, and often fail to seek counsel because they think they already know the answer or at least the one they want. But none of us at any age is ever so old or so young, so knowledgeable or so self-assured, that he doesn't need counsel. When a person of much experience and much responsibility fails to seek or accept counsel, he has arrived at a precarious place. When a person of inexperience feels he doesn't need to listen, doesn't need to learn, he too has arrived at a precarious place. They that will not be counseled, said Benjamin Franklin, cannot be helped. If you do not hear reason, she will rap you on the knuckles. Safety and counsel. No one is knowledgeable enough or has perspective enough to think of everything at once, to see all possible meanings in a clause or a contract or a commitment, or to be aware of all the hazards, or to see all sides of a subject. No one should write a letter of serious commitment, put anything into print, or make a decision of consequence in matters of marriage, money, career, or be enticed to sign or say yes to any plausible proposition, or make any quick or substantial commitment of any kind without considering, reconsidering, and seeking adequate counsel. Successful people need counsel. Unsuccessful people need counsel. The hasty impulse, the know-it-all attitude, the pride that keeps us from asking, these are dangerous approaches to any problem. From the youngest in years to the oldest of age, there is no one who can be always sure he is right, no one who has learned so much of life that he doesn't need the counsel of others and a prayerful approach to all problems. Counsel with the Lord in all thy doings, said Alma, and he will direct thee for good. There is safety in counsel, no safety without it. They that will not be counseled, cannot be helped, all need counsel. Now to turn to some other facets of the subject, all of us have decisions to make, all of us need help, all of us would be in trouble if we didn't counsel with others. We need the judgment and experience of others. We need to consult competent counsel when we have an illness. We need counsel when we have a problem and, sometimes more important, before we have a bigger problem. We cannot emphasize too much the importance of sincerely seeking counsel, and not trying to go it alone in life. Counsel in church assignments. The First Presidency Sit-in Council. We have a council of the 12, the council of the 70. We counsel with each other continually long hours each week. We try earnestly, prayerfully, searchingly to consider all sides of the policies, the procedures, the problems that come before us. We counsel with the president, whom we sustain in the weighty obligations and decisions that come with his calling. All, or any one of us, would be in difficulty, and so would the work be, if we were to venture out as individuals with new programs, new policies, in supposed self-sufficiency. Virtually all presiding positions in all the quorums and organizations of the church call for counselors. This is not by chance, and it is significant that it should be so. Presidents, bishops, quorum presidents, you who head up all the organizations, use your counselors. They are there to function, and not merely for form. You may remember President McKay's counsel at the October conference. Let us, too, recognize the local authority, he said. The bishop may be a humble man. Some of you may think you are superior to him, and you may be, but he is given authority direct from our Father in heaven. Recognize it. Seek his advice and the advice of your stake president. If they cannot answer your difficulties or your problems, they will write to the general authorities and get the advice needed. Recognition of authority is an important principle. Counsel from the past. We ought to seek counsel also from the prophets of the past, and the counsel God has given, by searching the scriptures, thoughtfully, prayerfully. Often the answers we are seeking are already there. We ought also to counsel with conscience, and listen to the promptings of the Spirit. Our Father has not left us alone, and when we go against the counsel of the still, small voice of conscience, we have reason to regret. An interesting sentence recently read has lodged in my mind. What's the use of running when you're on the wrong road? We had better do our best to be sure we are on the right road before we run in any direction. The accumulated experience of the ages is a source of counsel and a very precious part of the heritage we have. We can't go back and begin at the beginning. Trial and error, what others have gone through, history, have told us much. We know what happens when nations and people personally ignore moral standards, virtues, honesty. The counsel of the past is not to be ignored. The source of security, to you, beloved and respected young people of the church, and all others also, the commandments are still in force. Preparation, character, competence are still the source of security. Proceed with your preparation. Keep your mental and physical and spiritual faculties in balance and at their best. Don't acquire harmful habits or use things that would distort or dull your senses. Have faith. Work. Study. Prepare. Don't let yourself drift into the kind of company where the counsels are evil, or be misled by influences that would downgrade manners and morals. Live so as to have peace and self-respect. Don't give way to the permissive looseness that leads to the quicksand of life. Common ground for parents and children. Now, may I recall some words written as a plea for parents and children to come to common ground? It is an odd thing, in a way, how each generation seems to feel that each preceding generation is somewhat old-fashioned, how each generation listens impatiently to the lessons of the last. Youth is so sure the rules have changed, age is sure they haven't. Youth feels it knows how far it can go, age is deeply aware of the danger. Youth feels it can always apply the brakes in time to save itself, age knows it isn't always so, and so parents frequently find themselves groping, reaching, pleading, trying to say what should be said, in a way that will not be misunderstood, in a way that will not seem meddlesome, and always there is need for parents and children to come to common ground, and to say to one another what should so much be said, and so we would plead this day with parents and with children to be more understanding with one another. To you as parents, remember when you were young, remember why you wanted to do some things you wanted to do, remember how eager you were for social acceptance, how sensitive you were to ill-timed criticism, and how easily your hearts could be hurt. And bosom things, which now seem less important, once mattered very much. All this as parents we ask you to remember, basic rules unchanged. And now to you, our children, to you in your youth, why should you suppose that the basic rules have really changed in the few short years since your parents were as young as you? The road seems new to you. It isn't new to them. They've been over it. They are still traveling it. And it is still essentially the same. We have more. We move faster. We have acquired some things and lost other, but it is still true that causes are always followed by consequences. And as you ask your parents to remember this of you, will you also remember this of them, that they were young, not very long ago, as you are young today, that they once thought your thoughts, that they once felt they too had found new ways, and felt your longings for flight and freedom and since have learned the wisdom of restraint. Counsel with parents. Remember, too, that parents have hearts that can be hurt, that they, like you, are sensitive to ill-timed criticism and to misunderstanding of their motives. Remember that there is nothing, in righteousness, they would not do for you. They are yours and you are theirs, and you and they together have the privilege, the right, the duty, to sit down and share your thoughts and consider your decisions with one another, that both of you together may be listened to and respected, and work, and pray and plan together for the wholeness of your happiness always and forever. Those who have given you life, who have reared you in love, deserve your confidence, your consideration. They deserve to sit with you in counsel for your own sake and for theirs. May our Father help us to come together in the spirit of love and understanding, working out the problems and the great possibilities, and to keep close in counsel, live by God's light. This is God's work. We are His children. He sent His only begotten Son to redeem us from death and show us the way to eternal life. His gospel is restored, its power and purpose are with us, and the way is plain. If we will only seek and accept counsel in love and reverence and respect, and live by the light God has given, to this end may we seek and accept His help. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.